The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Well, last time I filled in, I called my mother live on the air. I had my 9-year-old son, who's about to turn 10 on July 4th. He called in. Maybe I'll call my dad today and give him a hard time on something. Hey, welcome back. It's Bob Tuscan, live here on Republic Broadcasting once again. Happy to be here. It's Friday. I don't know if that means anything for you, but what it means for me is that it's another day. It means nothing for me. But for the powers that shouldn't be, it means that the banks are closed, and the banks will continue to be closed on Monday. Thanks to Joe Biden, we have another federal holiday. It's Juneteenth. That's right. It's Juneteenth, this coming Monday. What is that, the 20th? So this coming Monday, don't expect to go cash a check or do anything with the federal government. The federal holiday was instated by Joe Biden in 2021. What's the date? I don't know. Who cares? Anyways, who cares? What's next on the holiday list? I know. January 6th. It will be known as the, what are they calling it? A Inquisition? Imposition? What do they call January 6th? What are they dubbing it as? Some nonsense. That's what it is. Anyways, maybe they'll make that a holiday. Maybe they'll make 9/11 a holiday where they ritualistically demolished in free fall speed several buildings and lied to us to get us into a never-ending war in the Middle East. By the way, we still have troops over there. I don't know if anybody remembers that with the Ukraine and COVID and everything. I think we've pretty much forgotten about Iraq and Afghanistan. Oh, wait, yeah, that's right. We did forget about Afghanistan. We took all of our troops out and left all of our equipment for Al-Qaeda, or the Taliban, rather. I never could get that straight. What's the difference between Al-Qaeda and the Taliban? I don't know. Free for All Friday, I'll take calls for the entire broadcast today, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Call up with anything you have on your mind. And speaking of banks and bank holidays, in China, it's a bank holiday. This is an interesting story. I don't know if you heard, but for the rest of the folks that are approved, it's not a bank holiday. So if your social credit score is approved by the Chinese Communist Party and your health passport is green, you're good to go. But if your QR code, your health QR code is what they're using, if it's red, that's a no-go, and the Chinese banks are going to freeze your deposits and all of your money. China freezes billions of dollars as officials use health QR code to bar protesters. Protesters can't even go near banks as their health app for COVID-19 turns red. And as much as we love to criticize the government here, the bureaucracy here, we had these mandatory masks, they interrupted businesses, they continue to use COVID-1984 to infringe on our liberty and freedom. If we want to look ahead at the dystopian future that awaits us, we should look to see what they did in China. Now, China has long been moving in this direction. We know how they treat dissidents. For many years, I would host shows about the Falun Gong practitioners, which was a peaceful yoga-like tradition in China. In fact, the Communist Party there at one point promoted Falun Gong and Falun Dafa. And in the late 90s, they realized that it was becoming far too influential. Many of the Chinese people were flocking to Falun Gong. And if you have way too many people that are not lockstep with the CCP, it's a threat. So what did they do? Well, they had a false flag go down at Tiananmen Square, where they had supposed Falun Gong practitioners light themselves on fire. They blasted it through the media. They propagandized it. They demonized this group. And they made it illegal to essentially do a yoga-like practice. Well, after it was illegal, there was many dissidents that said, no, I'm going to keep doing this. This is my religion. This is, you know, something I believe in. Who are you to tell me I can't meditate and stretch and do the practice of Falun Dafa or Falun Gong? It can be called both. And the Chinese Communist Party took their heavy hand and said, well, if we catch you, we're going to send you to a labor camp, aka concentration camp, arguably more of a concentration camp than what they may have had in Europe during World War II. And we're going to send you there. And guess what? It just so happens you're relatively healthy. Falun Dafa, Falun Gong is a form of exercise, and the practitioners are notoriously in great shape. Their mind, body, and spirit are nice and active. So what a great candidate to harvest your organs and sell them on the black market or to rich Chinese bureaucrats. So if you're lucky and you're a Falun Dafa practitioner, you just served a little time in a labor camp or you had to go underground. But if you're unlucky, they sent you to a camp, they harvested your organs, they sold it on the black market, and you were a casualty of what is a tyrannical, dystopian society known as China. I thank God that we don't live there yet. And maybe I'm naive, but no, I don't think it's that bad here. For one reason, and one reason alone perhaps, we have guns, and they don't have those guns in China. At least I don't think so. Are there any guns in China? Nah, can't be. No. So the Chinese Communist Party is, of course, making major moves to continue their draconian society moving into the future. Of course, we won't even get into the geopolitics of China and how they're making major steps to control things economically. They're making major steps to control things with their military. No, we won't go down that road. But we'll take a look at China and see that with technology controlling their lives, the people there are extremely vulnerable. And I would say technology definitely controls our lives to the same degree. Phones and televisions and virtual banking, it's a part of our daily lives. And without it, we wouldn't be able to operate this day and age. We wouldn't be able to function this day and age. It's definitely a double-edged sword, because although technology can provide us with innovation, the other side of the coin is that it's providing us with enslavement. And when we hear stories like this out of China, where they're freezing people's bank accounts, you have to scan in, they're going to check your social credit score, it makes us really realize how vulnerable we are currently, with big data companies owning everything about you and I. One of the first books I read as a kid, believe it or not, was George Orwell's 1984. I also read Aldous Huxley's book, Brave New World. And I used to say that the world we're living in today is kind of a hybrid of the two. And there's definitely aspects of both books that we're seeing in our world today. But George Orwell's 1984 has so many things. I mean, the Ministry of Truth. You guys heard that story, right? We actually have a Ministry of Truth, if you will, thanks to the Biden administration. And I don't mean to make the Biden administration the boogeyman per se, but I'm giving you a time frame, I should say, when this has happened. We actually have a Ministry of Truth. Now, if you were to tell 10, 11-year-old Bob Tuscan that we would have a Ministry of Truth, and I'm trying to think, what is the name that they call it? They didn't call it the Ministry of Truth, because then that would have been way too obvious. Mr. Producer, do you know the name that they decided to call it, the Ministry of Truth? It was like something like the Disinformation Governance Board. Is that true?
Yeah, it was DGB, I believe. Yeah, Disinformation Governance Board.
Disinformation Governance Board. Okay, the Ministry of Truth. Same thing. Call it whatever you want. Same thing. You were to tell me that we would have that sort of thing, that it would be real, not just in a book or a movie, I would have told you you're crazy. Boy, did reading that book foreshadow my future. I hope it's not just some weird thing where I read that book and it came true because of that in my life. I don't know. That's scary. But yeah, where are we going, folks? And what are we doing about it? You know, we talk a lot about the problems. My focus is going to continue to be the solutions. And I come on the radio and I set the stage and I go over the symptoms. I go over the problems. I take a look at societal circumstances. When we look at China, when we look at what this group is doing or that group is doing, I'll tell you what Bill Gates said, for instance, at the World Economic Forum. You know, we can look at all these little signs of the time, but ultimately I'm always put back into the mindset of, yeah, this stuff really sucks. Yeah, it's right in front of our faces. Yeah, it's not out of a movie. It's not 1984. It's reality. But how am I protecting myself and my family and my community? What am I doing to put a stop to that? Whether it's on a grassroots level or on a more macroscopic level, I want to do something about it. I want to do something about it. I'm tired of it. I'm done. I'm tired of sitting back and just reading the headlines, hosting a radio show like this, preaching to the choir, telling you stuff you have already heard a million times over, and then twiddling my thumbs, waiting for it all to change. No. And nobody is going to be your savior. I don't want to hear about Ron DeSantis. I don't want to hear about Donald Trump. I don't want to hear about Tulsi Gabbard. I don't want to hear about anyone. I don't want to hear about Bob Tuscan for crying out loud. That's the last guy I want to hear about. But what I do want to hear about is what you are doing. What are you doing? And I'd love for you to call and join me on tonight's broadcast. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. So we'll get into some preparedness stuff. My son's in the other room. He asked to come on the air again today. I don't want to overdo it with him on the radio. I don't want to be accused of exploiting him. I only fill in once in a while nowadays, so I might let him come in after the next break as well and chime in on a bit of this. He really likes coming on, and you know, I'm glad. I'm glad it gives him an outlet to articulate his thoughts and share a perspective that we don't get to hear very often. The children are our future, are they not? They really are. And that's why the government's schooling wants to rob them of their innocence. They want to rob them of their perspectives. They want them to repeat, shut up, and repeat. And don't forget, let's drug them. Let's give them extra pharmaceuticals. Your kid probably has ADD. If your child has ADD, take Xivoranapan. Side effects include nausea, diarrhea, and death. But don't worry, your kid will shut the hell up. Well, they're force-fed BS history from the United States government and BS history from the powers that shouldn't be. Bye. Benaronican and Anakin. That was not an official commercial, in case you were wondering if you just tuned in. That's not a new sponsor of Republic Broadcasting. Don't worry. That was just some shtick that I went into for no reason. But yeah, let's see if we can get Bob Tuscan Jr. in here for a little bit. He's been asking me once he heard I was coming back on. I told him I would, so... if you didn't hear him last time, hopefully you'll enjoy hearing him this time. And as I said, we'll hear from you as well. We'll also talk about this incredible story where, I don't know if you saw the video footage for this, Mr. Producer, but this guy comes at a cop with a hatchet. He's going at this cop with a hatchet. And I want to tell you how that ended up. I think you could probably guess. And also, we'll tell you about the new CDC advisory on monkeypox. This is an important one, folks, because monkeypox is, you know, the new thing. So let's see what they're saying. We got to pay attention. I haven't had my monkeypox vaccine yet, so I'm very concerned. And we'll tell you about how they have been advising people who think they've been exposed to monkeypox to not only social distance, but to social distance while they're doing this, which I'll tell you about when we come back from our next break. All right, Bob Tuscan filling in tonight, 800-313-9443. Got a lot to talk about. And would love to hear from you as well. 800-313-9443. And before we go to break, I want to remind you that if you are an employer, the federal government sucks. The IRS steals from you. But if you have W-2 employees and you've had to play the game, call in today, leave your number with the producer, and we'll try to get you back $26,000 per W-2 employee. So call up and we will get you that money, and hopefully it'll help you and your family and your business. All right, folks, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You'll have to pry from our cold dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it one shot at a time.
Two Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and 5 easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadrepreciousmetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Welcome back to the broadcast. Bob Tuscan sitting in tonight. Glad you could join us. We have a lot to talk about. And backed by popular demand, it's Bob Tuscan Jr. Hi there.
Hi.
You're in studio with me this time.
Yep. Not just calling in,
huh? So is it different to be in studio than it is to call in?
A lot.
A lot different.
Even though I could definitely imagine during the other shows where you're broadcasting from and exactly where you were.
So you could see it in your head, but...
Yep, I could see you in my head.
You could. I was telling the listeners before the break about what's happening in China. Most of them already know. And the Chinese Communist Party is doing all sorts of crazy stuff. You know about this at all?
I've heard some rumors about China's going into a wartime economy. They're preparing to take over, what's it? Japan, was it?
No, it was Taiwan.
Taiwan. They're trying to take over Taiwan. And also, as he teamed up with Russia and this whole thing, they've been threatening the U.S.,
So, yeah, I talked a little bit about more so what was happening in China, but what you're talking about is some of the geopolitical stuff that China's doing, posturing themselves to take over the world, maybe.
Yep.
Do you think China's a part of the New World Order? Do you think they're involved with, like, the Bilderberg Group and the Rothschilds? Do you think they're in cahoots with them? Or do you think they're the enemy and they're doing their own thing?
I personally, now, this may be a bit controversial, but I think they're their own complete communist party. They're separate from all the Illuminati and all the stuff involving the U.S. And also, I remember Russia being major communists back then, even though I think they've, my opinion, for the whole what Russia said they were invading Ukraine for, in my opinion, that's being false because they're letting them, well, they're teaming up with China, and if they really wanted to free Ukraine from the Nazis in Ukraine, which they said allegedly had fled to Ukraine, in my opinion, Russia is just, that isn't the reason why they're doing it. I don't know why the reason is, and why I think that is because China is, well, yes, I will admit Ukraine has bad Nazis in it, but China is far worse. I wouldn't imagine if Russia wanted to free Ukraine, liberate, right, then why they would team up with China.
Did you hear that today in the news? Zelensky, the guy who's the head of the Ukraine.
Yeah, I know who's
that. He said that they are one step closer to joining the EU.
They're trying to join EU?
Yeah. I mean, that's what the New World Order is. It's a group of governments that are collaborating with one another. We have the North American Union, we have the European Union, the African Union, South American Union, and next thing we know, it's a New World Order.
Well, the New World Order is already taking place, in my opinion. Sure, there have been test runs such as 9/11 and other times, but I think this is a real deal. This is when it actually happens. I know people have said that many times in the past when all these other crazy events have happened, but I think this is really the actual end of our society, the collapse of our society.
You think this is it, huh? Let me ask you a trick question, okay? And when we got to go to break, and I'm going to let you go. I love you, and thanks for coming on. But let me ask you a trick question. Where do you go? Where do you, if it's the new world order, how do you escape it? Where do you go? You know, why are you laughing?
I guess I'll go to the moon or something.
You're going to go to the moon, but then they'll have a new moon order.
I guess I'll go to Mars?
No, Elon Musk has Mars already taken care of. So where do you go? They did just
actually, aliens,
that's a good answer.
I'll get abducted by aliens, purposely.
No, you don't want that, because that could be Project Bluebeam, where they pretend that they're aliens and it's really government technology. Could be. China just found more water on Mars, by the way. This was a headline today. They found more evidence of H2O on Mars.
I've been hearing rumors about that. In my opinion, Mars was definitely once an inhabitable planet, and Elon Musk already took it over. I think that's true.
He took over Mars, and he took over Twitter, it sounds like. And yep. Dogecoin, right?
Yep.
Did you get Dogecoin?
I think crypto's a scam.
You think crypto's a scam?
I'm anti-crypto.
You are? What do you like? You like gold, silver? What do you like?
Gold. You need the real substance in your hand, not just a check.
All right. Well, you're making a lot of good points, son. I love you so much. That's the commercial music, so we got to come right back, and we'll take your calls as well. Bob Tuscan sitting in tonight, 800-313-9443. Thanks for coming on.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
Don't like what you got. Why don't you change it? If your world is all screwed up, rearrange it.
Raise a little hell, raise a little hell, raise a little hell.
All right, welcome back. Call in live tonight. Join me, Bob Tusk. Would love to hear from you. That little guy is so much fun. He's so cute. It's good having him in studio for today. He called in the last two times I was on. And like I said, I don't want to do it too often, but he asked me to come on again, so I had to indulge him. You can join us on the phones at 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252, or the troll-free number if you need it, 800-313-9443. Well, apparently monkeypox, we've been threatened, is going to be the new thing. You got to love this headline from the CDC. According to them, they're advising people who think they've been exposed to monkeypox to, quote, socially distance while they masturbate together. You heard that right. The CDC issued sex guidance for people who think they might have monkeypox. What's the difference between monkeypox, chickenpox, herpes? I mean, maybe I'm naive, but I don't know. Sounds the same to me. But don't worry, folks. The social distancing 6 feet rule is back in place for this monkeypox pandemic. And they're saying people that masturbate together, who, by the way, those that masturbate together typically stay together. But that aside, people that masturbate together at a distance of at least 6 feet without touching each other are just fine. You're good to go. So in case that is an issue you're worried about, folks, just know that the CDC is looking out for your best interest. They're looking out for you. All right? So let's get to the phone lines here and check in with Chuck in Memphis on line one. Chuck, are you socially distancing from masturbating because of the monkeypox?
Am I socially distancing or masturbating because of the monkeypox?
At the same time, all of the above.
Oh, okay. No, not that I'm aware of.
Okay, well, good to know. I'm glad that's not on your radar. Chuck, you called in last – you heard my son last segment, and you wanted to talk about what he said about crypto being a scam. And my 9-year-old, who's way too opinionated for his age, but he's got thoughts, he said crypto was a scam. If you're just tuning in, he says crypto's a scam, and you need to have things that are tangible that you can touch. And, Chuck, you wanted to comment on that. Go right ahead.
Oh, man, you're hitting home. This is so I always say, I always tell my friends, all value is belief, all right? So if you believe that you have to have something tangible in order for it to be valuable, well, then I'm going to ask you, are your memories valuable? Is your knowledge valuable? Is that tangible? Perhaps not. Then why do you value it? It's the same with any abstract thing that we might value. All value is belief. That's where I begin.
That's an interesting point. I hope he's listening right now, son. Did you hear what Chuck said? All value is belief. I still think that people out there are having a hard time believing it, but yet they still go along with the belief that the Federal Reserve notes have value.
That's right. Yeah.
And God we trust, right?
Well, I mean, in the belief, right? It's telling you what to do. That's what they do. They tell you what to do. And you can You can choose to do that. It makes it easy. I get it. It's easy. Like, being told what to do, it just makes life easier, especially when they reward you for doing it. But, you know, those of us who like to choose our values, we don't like to be told what our values are, so we might believe in things like cryptocurrency.
So what are you doing to choose your values? What are you doing to not fall into the trap and live your own life? What do you do?
I build things. I'm a builder of software, and I live on the road. And I buy silver in exchange for the services that I offer the world.
Interesting. And do you think that there's any hope for humanity? I had a rant last segment before my son came on. And I was talking about this symptom and that symptom. We talked about how China has the QR code where they're shutting people's bank accounts off that are COVID positive, and they're controlling you with your social credit score. And we know that things are really messed up. The control system, the prison planet that we have is definitely in place. Is there any hope?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I'm pretty optimistic. I think all people need to do is opt out. Once we get enough people opting out, their control will diminish. When we make it, let's say, uncool to kill or work for the government or even work for a government agency, we're going to get there because it's going to be stupid at some point to work for the government. And because it supplies 60% of the economy right now, you know, the government will blame cryptocurrency on the collapse, but it really will have been the government's fault the whole time.
Interesting. Yeah, they're saying that if it was only regulated more, when has made sense? In what world has overregulation ever done any good for anything?
Sorry, people feel safe when there's regulation.
For me, it's the opposite.
Well, yeah, I know, but, you know, that's a minority. Like, people want to be told, a lot of people want to be told what to do. It's critical thinking people and people who want to live autonomously and people who want to make decisions for themselves that don't like to be told what to do. And they are the only ones who are going to opt out. Like, people who like to be told what to do will never opt out, and they wouldn't even think of that as an option.
Screw you. Don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me what to do.
Yeah, you just,
I'm going to do my own thing.
Right. I mean, and the only incentive that they use is fear. And it's the only play, it's the only play in their playbook is fear, and tyranny and coercion. And, you know, it all ends up at the end of a gun. So, the real option, in my opinion, if you're a critically thinking person, is to opt out of that system as much as you possibly can. And there are ways, and that knowledge is coming out, and a lot of people are finding that valuable.
Awesome call tonight, Chuck. Thanks so much for calling in. Anything you want to plug before I let you go?
No, man. I appreciate your time. Good talking with you.
All right, brother. We'll talk soon. Take care. Let's go to the next caller. We have, well, geez. Is it really him, Mr. Producer? Is it the one and only? Don't tell me this is him. Steve Stars. Is that you?
It's me, Bob. Just thought I'd call in, you know, say hello. It's good to hear you back on the air. I've been encouraging you for a while to do it. And your son is just brilliant for a little fella his age. And I guess he's, I was quite impressed with him. You know, he'll make a good talk show host for you. You know, a guest, you know, or a co-host.
No, I'm going to be his guest pretty soon.
Oh, all right, yeah. Well, you know, that might not work out for you, you know, because I'm just kidding, you know. It's good to hear you back on, and I mean, a lot of good listeners out there. Did a show yesterday with Steve Elkins, you know, filling in for Mike while he's gone, and he'll be back pretty soon. But, you know, RBN's still moving, and people like you making it happen, and I just want to say hello and everything like that. Hey, just a couple of thoughts. You know, we talked about cryptocurrency. We talked about alternative currencies. You remember when the Bank of Canada broke loose and was issuing its own sovereign debt for a while? This goes back to about 2009, 10, and 12, that area. It gained more value than the U.S. dollar, you know. And so, you know, we could do the same thing with a competitive dollar here in the United States. Just issue a U.S. bank note with a red seal that says U.S. bank note instead of Federal Reserve note and see how many people want to use it. Instead, you see, the big problem with the Fed is they don't want any competitive currency. They're a monopoly of what has to be used. And, of course, gold and silver, cryptocurrency, trade, whatever things we want to do, there's a lot of ways we can get around them. But, you know, an alternative currency that we could actually issue, like Lincoln issued in the greenbacks, would gain value. And that's one of the reasons why Trudeau came in and actually put them back on the international banking interest standard and moved back over to international funding. Because, you know, the Canadians didn't like it for a while either because they weren't getting as much value out of their exports because their currency had increased. They had to lower their prices to balance out the market. But it was gaining. It was about $1.10 to the U.S. dollar for a while. And it shows you that a sovereign currency is actually a much better way to go and why we haven't had that. After three times, Bob, three times we voted for an audit of the Fed, and it never happened. You know, and that should have been the first thing on Trump's agenda when he came in.
Yeah, interesting stuff, Steve. 800-313-9443 if you'd like to join us. You can call in as well, or you can dial the local number 512-248-8252. Steve, moving on, you sent me an article here about the Vatican earlier tonight. The suspicious death in the Knights of Malta as Pope Francis continues to take over the order for a direct line of communication with Putin is the headline from our old friend Leo Zagami. What's going on with the Vatican these days? We were one of the few to really talk about the Jesuits and what they were up to.
Oh, yeah. Well, you've seen what happened. It was as predicted. It's been just as bad or even worse. The RCC is in a lot of trouble. It's splitting apart because they know this Pope is cracked. He's more involved in politics and any kind of a spiritual leadership. But, you know, this move with the Knights of Malta, which is another organization we've been watching for a long time, the St. John's Hospitallers, you know, Leonard Horowitz belonged to that, remember? It was another portion, another arm of the Knights of Malta. And we have apparently what's happening here, and even the Knights of Malta are quite concerned about it, is that the Pope is reclaiming them to some extent. He's saying they belong back to him, and he's appointing the new head of the Knights of Malta, primarily against what everything has been going on with them for years. And they did, for a while, migrate to Moscow, as you know. So there's been a pretty big, but a lot of roots there, in a way, with Russia. So it's his way of trying to get back into controlling a lot of the political activity that's going on in the Kremlin or with Putin right now.
Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting times we're looking at. And did you hear our old friend, speaking of special interest groups, Bill Gates was at the World Economic Forum meeting in Davos, and he had some surprising things to say about COVID, actually. He started talking about how the COVID vaccines do not block infection and that the duration of whatever protection they bring to the table is extremely short. He seemed to be pivoting from his original perspectives on the matter, and even goes far as to say that the arguments from the last 2 years made in favor for more assaultive and damaging COVID containment measures taken in the past may not have been the right way to go.
Right.
I don't think he's genuine. I think he's just realizing that people know that they were duped, and he's trying to prevent that frog in that boiling pot of water from jumping out, perhaps. So he's adjusting what he's saying, kind of like Fauci has done and the same folks have done over the years. And we know that they're going to continue to push this. And long before they pushed COVID, they pushed the HIV frauds. And it was the same exact players, Steve, that you and I had exposed for many, many years. You know, Fauci's now a household name. Steve, when we were doing the show 5-10 years ago, we were talking about Fauci. Nobody else really knew who he was, but we did, didn't we?
Oh, yeah. I've been tracking Fauci since 92 for 30 years, telling people he's a witch doctor. He has been all along. Rand Paul was grilling him about the royalty payments, which he was sidestepping quite a bit. You know, I think there's something like 358 patents that have gone through during his tenure, and I think he's involved with something like 323 of them. Either he is or somebody in his, you know, in his sphere or people that he employs are. He may even be a trillionaire for all we know. I mean, in terms of the money that he's raked in. But worse than that, he's a maniac, and he's a dangerous person. Bob, you were one of the – I really appreciate you because you were one of the first people to really realize what was going on with HIV/AIDS. And none of this is a surprise to us. We've been watching the same game for – well, I have since 92, 30 years.
Yeah, that's exactly right. All righty, Steve. Well, thanks for calling in, man.
Hey, my pleasure. You have a great show. I'll keep listening, buddy. Stay tuned.
Are you really going to keep listening? Do you mean that?
I got to mow the lawn and I've got to do a few things, but I'll have it, you know, I'll put it on my headset and bounce around to the mower with it. How's that sound?
Steve, did you see this guy? Did you see this guy with a hatchet going after
the cow? Yeah, hatchet man. Yeah.
You saw this? All right. Well, I'm going to tell listeners about this when you get off here. All right. So tune in. I'll tell you what happened. All right.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, Steve. Thanks, man. Good
deal. Thanks, Bob. Talk to you later.
All right, so this guy had a hatchet. It was all caught on video, of course. And the cop was on an unrelated traffic stop. Apparently, a third party to that traffic stop stops in the middle of the road. This all happened in a Chicago suburb. The guy forgets to park the car. The car's still rolling. The cop sees somebody jump out of this rolling car with a hatchet running towards him, and guess what the cop did? He did absolutely nothing because we're not allowed to have guns. And he did something. He shot the guy. Arguably one of the instances in which self-defense, even from the cops, was justified. Now, you're not allowed to have guns if that was to happen to you. No, we don't want you to have a gun to protect yourself in a life or death situation. And no, don't carry, don't have a concealed weapons permit, don't open carry, to thwart off people like this, crazy psychopaths with hatchets that are coming up to you. No, none of that's good. But at least the cop was able to protect himself. And unlike what happened to our good friend John Hurley in Chicago, they shot the guy who was most obviously overtly coming at him with a hatchet. And I don't know if you want to see the footage or not, but it was all caught on video. And if you really did want to see such a horrific thing, you can go on the interwebs and check it out. All right, we're going to take another quick break, and then we're going to get back to your calls. We have Andy in Texas. Hold on during the break. I'll come to you on the other side. 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252.
Biden continues to push for more gun laws. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. Last night, President Biden addressed the nation to push Congress for more gun control laws. He said, "For God's sake, how much more carnage are we willing to accept?" And he said, "Do something." Can't believe I'm about to say this, but I agree with Biden. We should do something. We should prosecute criminals and keep them in jail for their entire sentence. We should have armed police or security at all schools. We should enforce the gun laws already on the books. For example, prosecute people who lie on the FBI background check form. We should do everything we can to get more good guys with guns out visible in the public. We should fund our law enforcement and teach children to respect them again. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pacem, Parabellum.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
They railed against the crown, another ragtag band, declaring independence. Laid their bodies down on a bloody wall.
All right, short segment here before hour number two of the broadcast. Bob Tussin with you tonight. Got a lot to get to in the next hour, but of course we're taking your calls. Free for all Friday. Andy in Texas, you're on the air. Hi, Andy.
Hey, well, thank you, my friend. No, first off, I want to give you a compliment on your young son. Holy cow, you say he's 9 years old, and what an intellectual body there. That gives me faith in the future. I mean, 9 years old, and he's that in tune with it, and he's talking about Bitcoin, he's talking about Ukraine, he's all over the place. Well, kudos to him.
He's funny, yeah.
But hey, yeah, no, he's not funny. He's serious. And what's funny, here's the funny part, he's more intellectual than most adults. I mean, we've got some goofy people in this world, and he far surpasses that. I'll bet he'll never go to a drag queen story time. Having said that, let me get on to my point. Yeah, I didn't think so. Let me get on to my point. My point is this food thing that's coming up. Okay, there's over 90 facilities, not food processing plants, but things that are related to the food issue that we have going on in this country, such as chicken egg plants. I mean, even a warehouse for Walmart's been burned down. Planes crashing into these processing plants just simultaneously combusting together. So we're definitely being attacked on our food level here, and that is one of Kissinger's favorite things to say. He who controls the food controls the people. Okay, great. Well, that's what they're doing. So I want to just give kind of a little... People, get out there and buy some storable food. Do it now while the prices are down. They're going up. I mean, there's some places in this country where diesel is not even there. There's hundreds of trucks lined up, dead on the water, waiting for diesel. All over the country and stuff. They're doing this intentionally, and this is not going to be a pretty sight. There, we're gonna be in a big world of hurt here shortly. And I don't think people are really seeing that because, yeah, the prices have went up. Yeah, there's a few things short on the shelves, but you've never seen this before, people. So we've never seen this before. So act as though as if it's going to continue going on, and you do need to support your local store. Buy their food, their storable food.
I agree.
That's all I got there. That's all I got.
No, Andy, we agree on a lot there. I started the last show listing every one of those facilities that either burnt down or had some sort of disruption. And even before that, we know that our system is very vulnerable. You know, we rely on most places, I should say, rely on trucks taking food from thousands of miles away. And if there's any disruption, whether it's the cost of fuel, an EMP, a government shutdown, I don't know what's going to happen. But it's likely that something will happen. We've already seen things happen. It's important to have all that food taken care of because, you know, there's few things we absolutely must have. And the powers that shouldn't be, they know this. And that's why they're creating Camp FEMA for you so that, you know, if you didn't prepare, which they're counting on, you're desperate to enroll in Camp FEMA. You're desperate to go over there. But if you did prepare, you have shelter, you have water, and you have food. In that order, by the way. Because without proper shelter, you could freeze to death. So that's probably your number one priority. Without water, you're going to die and not be able to grow food for that matter. And without food, you'll eventually die. Although fasting seems to be the trend. Maybe that's by design, huh?
Yep, for sure. All right, thanks for your time, sir.
Thank you, Andy. We're going to take a break and be back with hour number two of the broadcast. Bob Tuscan with you. Don't go anywhere. We must take America back. We need fairness, schools, and more things made in USA. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.